Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I assist you?
Hi, Benita. I have a replacement dryer that was the order was placed on March 1st. And can I
Okay.
give you the order number?
Okay.
Or what do you need? The order number is 112-206-052-9609.
Okay, 112-206-052.
9609.
And your name?
Elizabeth Clearwater.
And your address?
4225 Rock Castle Lane, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87501.
Okay, and how may I help you?
Well, it's scheduled to be delivered on April 12th, and I need to leave town on the 10th. And a couple weeks ago, a guy called me and said it was going to be in Santa Fe on the 9th. So I'm just wondering if I can get it earlier. They have to take away the old one and deliver and install the new one.
Who called you and informed you?
This guy, he's an installer. He called me before when they brought the first ones, and he said, I'm here, I have your stove. And I said, I didn't order a stove. And then I reminded him of my dryer, and he said, oh, that's due in on the 9th. So that's why, I mean, he told me that. He called me accidentally, I think.
Yes, because we have everything scheduled for the 12th.
Yes, I understand that. And I need to leave town on the 10th.
Okay.
Can you check on it? And I mean, if it's going to get to town earlier.
We don't have any way of looking that up from here.
Okay. And
Best
can you
Buy.
try to reschedule it? Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Reschedule it for,
well, the ninth.
I
Let me
mean,
see.
if
I
it's,
don't even know
we
what
don't
day
know
that
that
is.
it's gonna be available. I don't know.
Yeah.
You would need to call Best
He t
Buy to make sure.
April 9th is a Saturday, so tenth is
The
a
ninth
Sunday.
is not even
Let's see.
available.
Yeah. The other thing is, I'm going to be out of town for a while. We could reschedule to have it delivered to my house on the 19th or the 21st. Well, on the let's go for the 21st.
Of April.
Yes.
You want to go ahead and reschedule for April 21st?
Yes, because I won't be here on the 12th. And then I'll be gone, for about 10 days. So is that possible?
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me just one moment. Our system is just
Okay.
slow.
Okay. Then I won't have to worry that it's rushed in or. So if I wanted to know if it was coming in earlier, I'd have to call the store here in
That is
town.
correct.
Okay, I can try that too, but let's do this while I have you on the phone. I need the morning time, the 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. because I work in the afternoon.
Okay, we have you rescheduled.
For?
The 21st.
Uh-huh. 7 to 1?
No, ma'am, we cannot give you a time frame because they wouldn't know that until the day before.
They've given it to me before. I've scheduled this thing about 5 times.
Okay, Best Buy can give you a time frame, but Best Buy doesn't do the installations. Best Buy gives you a time frame of 7 to 12, but our time frames are not that long. We give a 2-hour or a 4-hour time frame the day before.
Oh. Yes, but they have given me the 7 to 1 about 4 times now.
Okay, well, you would need
this
to contact
machine was
Best
delivered
Buy.
And installed, and then it didn't work. Well, it's never worked that way before. Okay. Is there anyone I can call because I work in the afternoons?
You can request that time frame, but we cannot guarantee it.
Well, will you request it for me?
Yes, ma'am.
And also, I don't want the installer I had last time. He was horrible. I think that should be there in my notes. And the dryer was broken.
Okay, is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
Do you have a number for Best Buy that I can call?
It is 505-438-4761.
And I would ask to talk to like a supervisor or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have one other thing. I was promised a gift card on a month ago, February 21st. I have a confirmation number. I have not received it.
Okay. That's another thing you would need to contact Best Buy for.
Okay. I don't understand how many people are scheduling for this because some people can do some things and some people can't, and there must be several different companies, right?
Well, you purchase it from Best Buy and then Best Buy contracts it
yeah.
out.
Mhm.
And then we
yeah,
give you a call the night before.
Yeah, and they must be contracting it out. Uh-huh. I know that process, but they have been, everyone else has given me the 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. time frame.
Okay. No, we
but
cannot
you,
give you that.
You put a request.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't. Okay. That's what I don't understand. Some people can do some things. I mean, I have 4 case numbers, about 8 phone numbers, lots of promises. That's mostly what I have here. Okay, so I'm scheduled for the 21st of April, and you
yes,
put in
ma'am.
The notes 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is for the takeaway of the old dryer, the delivery of the new one, and the installation of the new one. That's what I'm scheduled for. Please, because sometimes I've gotten off the phone and then I get an email and saying they're just delivering, but they're not going to install.
Okay, this is for your gas appliance, the dryer, uninstall, and install on the 21st.
Okay, and take away the old one? Yeah.
That is correct.
They're going to take away the one that doesn't work. Okay.
That is correct.
And the lady in the order, excuse me, she also ordered all the new hoses and everything. That's on my receipt. But those are already there. So I can tell the guy when he gets here. He can just deal with that. But okay. And you can't help me with this gift card at all either.
No, ma'am. You would have to contact Best
no.
Buy. I do
okay,
apologize.
I will call them. Yeah, it's just different every time I call what people are able to do, what they're not able to do.
Why wasn't they able to install the dryer when they came the first time?
The kid installed it, but he didn't balance the machines. So I didn't turn them on, and I called my handyman, and he came and balanced them for $50. And then, and plus the kid left a bunch of garbage and screws that could have given me flat tires in my driveway. And so then I didn't turn on the dryer for a few days because until I got it balanced, about a week before Axel could come by. And then when I got it balanced, the dryer sounds like metal on metal. It was broken, or it's, you know, was banged around too much. I don't know what the problem was. So I just told him I wanted a new one because the machine costs over $1,000. And so that's why they're coming to bring a new one and take the old one away. And that's why I don't want that, the same installer I had. His name was Ray something. Nice enough kid, but I don't know that he...
Bear with me just one moment. I'm trying to pull up.
Yeah, the notes should say I don't want him again.
I'm trying to pull up.
There's probably copious notes.
This computer is slow.
Yeah, I don't know why businesses have slow computers. Do you? That seems kind of ridiculous, but must be cost effective for them.
I was just trying to pull up your prior work order so I could look at that. The only thing that I pulled up was the new order that was scheduled for the 12th. I want to go back and look at the other.
There have been, I have four case numbers. I ordered these things the 7th of January. I'm still dealing.
I know it's frustrating.
Well, it's just very ineffective what they're doing.
Anytime you buy something, you want it to get it as soon as possible.
Well, and you want it to work.
Oh, yeah. If it's not going to work, there's no point of having it. You're defeating the purpose.
And the lady said, just use that one that sounds like metal on metal. It does dry the clothes, but it sounds horrific. And I said, okay, because I can't wash and dry my clothes, you know.
Yeah, you have a few notes. You have a few.
I have a few notes. I have four case numbers. Easy to buy from Best Buy, but hard to get the things installed.
I don't know why you have.
I don't either. It's been horrible. And sometimes I talk to somebody and I go, you know, okay, this is what we're doing. And I list off the delivery, the, you know, take away the other ones, install. And I get an email and it says they're just going to deliver them and not install them. And then I call back and...
When did you have them scheduled? Okay, you had them scheduled on. I mean, you had them installed in February?
Yes, that sounds about right. And then it was about a week after that because I had to get them balanced. I didn't think to check when they, I mean, they said, you know, we have licensed certified installers. They brag about that. And I didn't think to check till after he left and they were not balanced. And, you know, you really shouldn't run washers and dryers when they aren't balanced. And I've had them scheduled a few times. Let's see here. Yeah, it's been a mess. If I guess if I can buy something and walk in the store and walk out with it, but I would never order online from them again. Looks like Thursday, February 3rd, maybe.
So do you have Unless, everything? What do you, you said that you had some of the parts that were needed?
Well, you know, she reordered, when she reordered a new driver, I said, you know, I just want a new one. She said, okay. So she ordered a new one, but she ordered all the hoses and everything again. But let's just leave it. They can take that back with them. I mean, those, I have hoses because, and who knows, maybe that kid didn't do it right. I mean, who knows
what
he did.
What about a stain kit?
Stain kit.
Steam.
What's that?
Did you
steam?
Not?
Oh yeah, it's a steam. It's a, yeah. Mhm.
Do you
have
that? You have that? Okay. Okay.
I believe so. Well, I don't know. I don't know because the machine is supposed to have that. I mean, I don't know.
So you don't have
like
that.
It's when not... my handyman looked at it. Yeah. It's not on there.
Yes, it is, but I'm, it's not letting me reschedule the dryer itself. Hold on just a moment. I don't want to get you off the phone until we
okay.
get this squared
okay.
away.
Thank you.
Because you've had enough problem.
I have. I'm tired of it. Benita, can we schedule for Monday the 25th?
Let me see.
Just in case I don't get back in time.
What I'm going to do is...
it's a three-day trip, and that's the fourth day. Yeah?
What I'm going to do, I know the 25th is not available. Oh, that's March.
Not at all.
No, oh, no, I'm looking at March.
Oh, that's on your calendar. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm hey, not. Yeah. See, the 25th is not available. The 27th and 28th of that week is available.
Okay. Let's do the 28th then.
On a Thursday. What I'm going to do.
Yep.
The lady that's over all this and scheduling. She
yeah.
won't be back till in the morning. I'm going to get with her. I work early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I will get with her because I know things will be done right.
Thank you.
See, because I'm not
and
seeing...
And then will you call me?
Yes, I'm going to call you. But I'm not seeing...
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'm not seeing a bunch of notes on the either work order. You said you had cases?
Notes. Yeah.
Anytime
I have,
a customer
Well,
calls,
because I've been talking to all different kinds of companies. I think there's at least two or three different companies doing what you're doing.
This is
from all
confusing.
My all these phone calls I've had.
Because I don't see
yeah,
that
it's
many
not just
notes
one.
On account. And I want to make sure
yeah,
that this gets done right.
And one day I was supposed to be on a conference call, and I said, tell them they can come any time except between 9 and 11. The night before, I got the email, or the lady called me or something, said they're coming between 9 and 11. And I said, didn't you see the notes? And so I had to cancel and reschedule again. I don't think everybody has, there's not one place where all the notes are. Because I think there's about 3 different companies doing this, what you're doing.
And it shouldn't be but one. I mean,
yeah, I know. And honestly, they should do their own scheduling for the in-town stuff, that, you know, the installers and everything. And I don't think they are. The last lady told me that they schedule the installers. And I said, well, that's crazy. Because those are local guys, you know, that put the stuff in the trucks and move it over. They're local. But they get scheduled out of state or something.
Yeah, I'm going to get to the bottom of it in the morning. And she'll be back in the morning. I come in at 5 o'clock in the morning. So.
And what time zone are you?
Central.
Okay, so I'm Mountain. So you're an hour later than me.
And you're in Arizona. It's 2. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'm in New Mexico.
Okay, and what time is it there now?
It's 4:37.
Okay, since we sprang forward, yeah. You're an hour behind us. So, and if you call back in, if you have to call back in for any reason, you can ask to speak to me.
Okay, so tell me which number I should use.
You can call 800-920-8337.
Oh, that's a different number,
I think.
Okay.
You can get...
And ask for you.
Uh-huh. And if I'm not here...
Okay.
You can request that I call you back.
Okay.
But
and
my
you have
hours,
my phone number.
My hours are from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m., and then I work from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m.
Okay.
And so you
well,
won't have to be
for
talking.
Tomorrow morning.
You won't have to be talking to because if you speak to somebody else from here, they might, you know, it's just, yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah, I'll have to tell
there's
my
already
sad
enough
story
confusion.
All over again.
There's already enough confusion.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, I'll find out.
So, if you would talk to her and do, I so would appreciate that, Bonita, and I'll look for your call in the morning.
Is there a particular time? Is there a particular time?
I'm up early, so.
Well,
I
don't think she comes in till 9. So, I'll have to wait a little bit.
9 o'clock your time is it? So, you're an hour
ahead of you.
Ahead, yeah. So 9 o'clock your time would be 8 o'clock my time, right?
Yeah, that's right.
God,
yeah.
It's too late
I have
in
to
day.
Stop and think.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can.
Yeah.
I'll
so
get
if
with
we
her.
Talk,
I'm going to send her.
I'm
going to send her a message over tonight. So when in the morning when she comes in,
okay,
she'll have a message of. Get with me, and
okay. So
even if I'm
if you call me anytime after 9 a.m. your time, it should be fine.
Okay.
And that's when she or after she comes in, and then you talk to her first thing or second
thing
or whatever.
It might just if you don't hear from me right at 9, give me. I think that's what time she comes in, but I know she works tomorrow because she's off on Sunday and Monday. So and she's the one that's over. So
that would know. Okay.
That would know. Yeah.
So 9:30, about you know, because that gives you half an hour to.
And if you don't hear from me, if you don't
9:30 or 10.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Even if I'm off, I keep looking on the computer, and I'll call you back.
Okay.
I might
okay,
have to now.
So,
I might
good.
Have to if I'm off work. It's not gonna let me.
Yeah.
Log in on the computer.
And if you go
so
to your evening shift, yeah, you can call me then too. Do you want to just send me an email or you could send me a text message?
Okay.
Or an email.
Okay. If you don't hear from me in the morning before I get off, you'll hear from me tomorrow evening. Let's go that way. Unless
okay.
you want to know
and
before
in the
tomorrow
evening,
evening.
You work from 5
till 9.
I'm trying to get this because I know I'm leaving town when I'm scheduled to do that. So you 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.?
That is correct.
Are your hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I don't hear from you in the morning, I'll give you a call in the afternoon.
And if I don't hear from her by the time I get off in the morning, I'll keep checking my computer, and if I've got an update for you, well, or either way, I'll call you, and I might be calling you from my cell phone.
Okay. What's your area code, just so I
334.
I don't answer phone if I don't.
334.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you
so
much.
But I'll check on this for you, and we'll get it. Because there's not.
Thank you.
It's not a lot of notes. Is what I'm saying on the orders. And you said you had several claims.
I have four case numbers.
Case numbers.
Yeah, I have four case numbers.
I'm not seeing a lot of notes on the order. Period.
No.
And
I think whoever, you know, where I...
That's what what perks up the, what's going on here, you know.
The questions, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, dear.
Okay, but we will find out.
We'll
get to the bottom of it, and you'll hear from me tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, excellent.
Like I said, if you have any questions, you can give me a call back.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
You have a good evening.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.